You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Donald Trump made an announcement on yesterday that he will not be coming to Missouri for his scheduled campaign rally in support of Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. He's going up against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. So the reason why he's not coming, in anticipation of the storm, Hurricane Florence, which is set to hit the Carolinas and do significant damage all throughout this week.
So we're already been a couple of like college football games being postponed because of this. If you got some family or something over there, please tell them to evacuate immediately.
And people tend to try to ride these things out. And just to be on the safe side, if you have the ability, and even if you don't, try to find your way to get out of there, because sometimes it's a strain on people who may not have the financial wherewithal to, you know, pack up and go. If you don't have a vehicle, it's hard. If you don't have the resources to gas up or do these sorts of things, it's hard to evacuate. So help if you can. Speaking of help, organizations here in KC will be helping. Heart to Heart International already have folk on the ground in North Carolina. And if you want to volunteer your time or donate your resources, you can do so at hearttoheart.org.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Plenty of sunshine and beautiful clear 67 right now. And Shawnee Mission. Shay, what's poppin'?
Rihanna says that she's got some new music coming. I'm excited to hear something from the bad girl. We've been supporting her Fenty Beauty line and her Savage by Fenty, and now I'm ready to give her some money for her music.
Give me some money for something.
One of her fans took to Twitter and was like, you know, where the music at, shawty? You know, basically, she ran up on her like that. And Rihanna was very gracious and says, I know, sis, I'm doing music, simultaneously doing lingerie, makeup, film, amongst a couple of other things that I enjoy.
Call me now for your free reading.
When the music is ready, you won't have to ask for it, but it's coming.
Can't wait.
What did you mouth?
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? I said I can't wait.
You mouth something.
I didn't mouth anything.
Former Cosby kid, Keisha Knight Pulliam, was ordered to pay... her ex, Ed Hartwell, was ordered to pay $3,000 a month in child support, but he wants that amount lowered.
In the good name of my man, Kendu Isaacs, do what you gotta do, fam. Okay, I'm playing around. You gotta take care of the babies.
Hartwell says he doesn't believe he should have to pay for his ex to have a full-time nanny, and here comes the shade, because she isn't working full-time. Trying to say... she ain't getting mad acting jobs right now? Is that what you're trying to say?
You're not my dad!
Well,
I mean... she's just like Jeffrey Owens. She ain't getting that Cosby bag no more.
I made a tweet yesterday on Twitter that somebody said that, you know, this happened during the Cosby trial with this situation that was going on. And you called this 3 years ago. So...
because they took the show off like he was the only one on the show. If it's a one-man band, then I get it. But there were so many people who had nothing to do with that who need that money. You don't think Tempest Bledsoe need that money? You don't think Sabrina LaBeouf need that money?
They need it.
You don't think Malcolm Jamal want to need that money?
But at the same time, you know how it go. You know, they don't want to be associated with, and he's the face of that. The dang on show is called The Cosby Show.
But there are other shows where people have had improprieties and they left it on the air. Seventh Heaven is one. That man was accused of molesting children, and they kept that show on. There's so many different people that have been associated with whatever. But you hurting the other people. You ain't hurting him. Bill Cosby is straight. His grandkids is straight. His grandkids' grandkids are straight.
Yeah, they are.
But I digress. So you remember the Fyre Festival that was supposed to take place? I think it was like a exclusive island in the Bahamas.
Yeah, it was exclusive, all right.
Yeah, it was very unexclusive, right. Unfortunately. So, you know, there's a lawsuit going on right now to the involving the folk who planned it. And attendees have been adding Ja Rule in it. And he said, don't put me in that.
Why not? He was a part of it, though.
He said you need to deal with them, the actual promoters.
Yeah. He was involved in it.
He was going to perform, he said.
Nah, he was an investor or something.
Some of the people were saying that, you know, they said it was going to be like five-star cuisine and they had like cheese sandwiches.
Girl, bye.
With some lettuce on it. Made it look fancy. And yeah, it was in paper plates and all that stuff. They going to get their money too. They going to get them.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
They paid $10,000 a piece to go to that.
And they was and paid $10,000 for them cheese sandwiches and tents. Okay,
they could have gave me a grand. I promise you, I would have made them the best, most succulent tacos they ever had in their life.
Made
they
would have
had rotisserie chicken. They would have had, you gave me that air fryer, I would have fried them up some chicken wings in my air fryer.
All right, and then you would have been
healthy and delicious.
You would have got sued right along with all them people who's getting sued now with the Fire Festival.
Why? I could cook.
That's not a five-star cuisine, Shay Moore.
Name one five-star restaurant you've been to.
The Green Duck. I mean, no, that was a club. It was a...
You ain't been to one.
Yes,
shut up.
Yes, I have.
Shut your mouth. You ain't been to one.
Duck something
you
downtown.
Ain't been to one. You ain't been to one.
Forget you.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I spent $200 to get my hair done. Supposed to be from Folloc. And the girl did it in her basement. Mm. And I walked out with them ones looking like some face drops. I'm so mad. I was trying to get my hair done for my birthday.
Now, when you go in somebody's basement, it's supposed to be cheaper price. Why you give her $200?
I don't know. I looked up her work, and it looked like, you know, her work looked real good. She looked professional. Mm. And, you know, it didn't look nothing like the picture that she posted on Facebook.
Wow.
I'm so mad.
Well, girl, I got like maybe an hour today. I'll fix you up, girl. I'll redo it for you.
Okay, I'm sure looking for somebody. I don't know.
I'm gonna get you straight for your birthday. I'm gonna get you right.
Shay, don't be giving her no waterfalls and no hard hairdos. All right.
I'm gonna fix her faux locks.
Don't be putting no spritz in her hair. I'm
gonna fix her faux locks, fam. All I need.
That's what I'm trying to get is some faux locks. That's what I wanted. I'm
going to fix them. It's only going to cost you $100. We're going to do it in the back studio here at the radio station. Bring your own hair, and I got you. You see how quick I could get her to do whatever this is? You got to stop being so gullible, girl. You know, but went to this lady house and gave her $200.
Yeah, stop getting hustled out here. What's your name?
Jones.
All right, sis. Good luck. I hope you get your hair together because I know how important that is when you want to look a certain way for your birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Have a good one.
Okay. You too.
And your hair is uneven.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
There's going to be a KC mayoral forum today. All 9 mayoral candidates will be at the Eastgate School to discuss their candidacy and answer questions. Public will get a chance to be there and hear their platforms.
Yeah, we gotta narrow this down.
I really would like to be there because I'm very interested. I actually feel that there are some really great candidates,
right,
in the mix of this who could actually lead Kansas City in the right direction.
I agree.
But today, we're going to be honoring someone who's been working for the company for over 20 years. Mo.
What's up, Mo?
She's moving on in her career, and we're having a really nice send-off for her. And I know how Mr. Carter do it. Child, my first week I was here, we did a send-off.
Freddie Bell.
For Freddie Bell. Mm-hmm. Top of the line. Or you could eat, or you could drink.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they do it big with the celebrations now.
I had my toothpick. Thank you, Mr. Carter.
But I got football practice after that, so I can't be wilding out like that.
Oh, I'm a wild in your stand, in your stead. Dang, I'm not gonna be able to make it. It starts at 6, so you know, our deal starts at 4.
If somebody goes, if y'all got some video, feel free to send it to us.
For real though, Scott Wagner, who is a mayor pro tem and councilman for the 1st District, Steve Miller, who's a partner with Miller Sugar LLC, Quentin Lucas, councilman 3rd District at large, Phil Glenn, who is a principal at Travois Inc., Alicia Kennedy, councilwoman of the 5th District, Scott Taylor, councilman of the 6th District at large, Jason Kander, former Missouri Secretary of State, Jermaine Reed, councilman in the 3rd District, and Rita Berry, a businesswoman, are your 9 candidates.
A lot of various people from various different backgrounds. Can't wait to see who's going to win.
Yes. We have to do something on the show. Invite them all up. You know, studio kind of small, but you know, we can kind of bring them in here 2x2 like they did on the Ark. 2x2.
Might need Steve from the Jerry Springer Show just to make sure, you know, things is right.
They ain't
you
gonna
know
do
what
nothing.
I'm saying?
They ain't gonna do nothing. These are, you know, very smart people.
Dignitaries.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do nothing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
High school game of the week. Lots of votes right now, Brian.
Did Northeast gain any traction?
Not much.
Hey.
Spring Hill versus Bonner Springs with 41,000 votes.
My lord, my lord.
Sumner Academy versus Wyandotte in second place with 33,000 votes. Van Horn versus Center with about 10,000 votes. Washington KCK versus Lincoln Prep, they got about 6,500 votes.
Damn!
And your Northeast Vikings versus Harmon, 389.
First off, you're lying. Because
no,
I just voted. So it's 390. Refresh your browser. It's 390. Hey man, Northeast, we gotta get in the ball game, man. We're thousands behind. Go to KPRS.com and vote for the high school game of the week.
That's right. I want to encourage all the people to go and support the young people. Encouragement is so important, Brian.
For real though.
And today is National Day of Encouragement.
Yes.
I never heard of this before. Oh.
My heart.
Touch your neighbor and say,
is gratefulness.
Touch your neighbor.
You know you've been to church, you make your voice shake like that. So today we're going to allow our listeners to call up and encourage somebody in their life. Maybe you want to encourage your child that's on the way, has a test today maybe, or encourage your man or your woman who's been struggling lately. I want to encourage you, Brian. You've been working really hard on dropping a couple of LBs. And you're looking good. I can see your progress. I know how hard it is to, you know.
You sure?
Don't make me tell everybody what? How much you've lost.
Chill out.
Why are you putting your head down? Why are you turning red?
I'm not turning red.
Look like a little strawberry over there.
Red.
Look like a little strawberry.
But I appreciate that, though. Thank you.
I want to encourage to keep the fight.
I want to encourage you, and this is real talk, all right, to take some shade time out. All right? Like, you work very hard here at the station. Outside of the station, you work very hard. And you work very hard for other people, the people who you love. I've experienced this. People in the town have experienced this. Your family has experienced this. I need you to take some time out to get some rest, go to a spa, put some cucumbers on your eyes or something. Just something to where you can rest and relax and reload your batteries, because we need you. You have a purpose here.
That's so sweet, Brian.
That's real talk, though.
Thank you, friend.
And that's not rehearsed. You know, that I just, you know, we talked about what we were going to speak on the radio today. And I mean, that just hit me in my heart.
Aw, thank you, friend. I appreciate that. But it's so hard. I don't know how
I know
to
you
stop.
Used to it. I know you are.
All I know is straight gas, no brakes.
But if you have a pitcher of water, and you keep watering the plants, but then you never take time out to put more water in the pitcher, how you gonna water the plants? So how are you going to...
Supernatural water from Jesus, the living well.
Right.
So the Rose of Sharon.
I feel like... And this goes for anybody out there who also, as you would say, pour into other people. If you never take time out for yourself, then those people can't rely on you anymore. So take time out to refuel yourself.
National Day of Encouragement.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
722 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Plenty of sunshine and beautiful right now. You're clear 67. And Lee Summit, Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Singer and American Idol winner from 2003, Ruben Studdard, is 40 today.
Girl, this is my sorry for 2004.
Velvet Teddy Bear.
That done held up, 2004. Mm-hmm. Former member of Bone Thugs and Harmony, Busy Bone, is 42 today.
It's my song.
You know who's singing this?
And Keisha. Bone Thugs featuring Ann Keisha.
Jennifer Hudson, actress and singer, is 37.
Spotlight, remember that?
Yeah. And rapper 2 Chainz is 41.
Hair long, money long, me and broke, we don't get along.
Happy birthday to everybody born on September 12th. Me and broke,
we'll get along. So, former Cosby Show star Jeffrey Owens has been receiving offer after offer after offer. Of course, Tyler Perry gave him 10 episodes in the Have and Have Nots on OWN. Now, NCIS New Orleans is offering him a role on that show.
That's what's up.
Isn't that crazy?
Blessings pour down when shade is thrown your way.
He mad humble too, so you know that really helps a whole lot. So Foxy Brown is being accused of skipping out on a New York Fashion Week appearance and pocketing the money that she was paid for the performance.
Oh.
According to TMZ, Fox was set to perform at the Laquan Smith party on Sunday and was to be paid a total of $10,000.
Making that real money.
$5,000 in advance and $5,000 after she did her thing.
For $40?
Apparently, Fox didn't arrive until 2:30 when there was just a couple of stragglers left. Instead of performing the songs, they say she reportedly snatched the $5,000 check out of dude's hands and left.
You are a hater.
That sounds like something you would do. I'm talking about snatching the check.
No, 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 I'm going to show up and not do what I'm supposed to do.
I'm talking about snatching the check and leaving. That's what
no,
I mean.
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm not dishonest like that. I do not do stuff like that.
Ow.
You're not dishonest, but some, you know, you can be a fake thug sometimes. I got proof.
Bow Wow is opening up about a lean addiction. Of course, following the passing of Mac Miller, who allegedly passed away from an overdose of drugs. He said that back in 07, when he was working with Omarion, that they was both gone on lean just about every day.
Wow. I can see that because Bow Wow is like engulfed in the Atlanta culture and has been for some time. So I can see him really attaching himself to that.
So he has a message to the youth. Stop with these dumb drugs. Gonna let something out. When me and Omarion worked on the Face Off album, I was high off lean every day. When y'all saw me on BET going off on Teray, I was high off lean. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I do remember that vividly.
Really? Yeah. What happened?
He just went off on him for no reason. But Teray liked to ask some, he asked some, you know, hard hitting questions sometimes. Like, he was the one to ask R. Kelly about the teenage women, and R. Kelly was like, you know, what's a teenage woman?
I remember that, but I don't remember Bow Wow. Okay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
National Day of Encouragement. I would encourage you to continue working with the youth in that football program. I know that you get a lot of joy from pouring into the young people's lives, but I think that they probably receive even more from just being around somebody that they respect and listen to every morning and look up to. So
I know really you love just, them boys, man.
I know you be wanting your sleep, but I want to encourage you to continue that.
Thank you for that. Number two, I definitely will. I love all my boys, all my Seminoles and the 5th and 6th grade team, man. I love them boys so much. They really do bring me joy. I don't know if they know that. Let's see. With you, I'm going to just reciprocate what you told me. Because you work with a lot of young ladies a lot of times. When you encourage them to do the right thing, and you are a proponent of HBCUs. So I definitely want to encourage you to keep propelling HBCUs, and because it's a lot of things that you talk about with those colleges that I don't know about and I don't realize. So thank you for that information, and please keep expanding on that with our community.
I'm gonna be on a HBCU panel with the Is it the Big Brothers, Big Sisters? Yep.
Okay.
On the 20th of September.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Miss Garrett.
All right.
So we got some folk holding on the line. People want to spread that encouragement. Good morning.
My word of encouragement is for Shay Moore and Brian B. Shining. The reason I'm a loyal listener is because of the information you put out into the community, the talks that you have every morning. There is always some kind of topic that impacts our community. So I wanted to encourage you guys to continue to do that. I believe that it touches many, definitely touched me, which is why, again, I am a loyal listener. So that's my encouragement this morning. Keep doing what y'all do.
That's so nice.
We appreciate you. That really warms my heart and brings a lot of purpose to my life whenever you or anyone else ever says that to us. So I really appreciate that.
I'm glad. I mean, I don't really think you guys truly know what you do, but definitely keep doing it.
What's your name?
Nicole Jackson.
You got a nice voice, girl, so if I call out, you can come fill in for me.
I could do that. Y'all need to talk to your boss and tell him to do a talk show.
You
like,
see how you,
radio.
You see how quick she tried to get me out this spot? Tell me she loved me, child. No, I'm just kidding.
In the middle of the night. Put somebody on the radio so people can call in, like, for instance, for the encouragement. You know, that yesterday you guys were talking about, suicide prevention and things like that. And I was like, well, why don't KPRS have a segment where people can call in and just, you know, vent? Do it.
Yeah,
that's how Linda Williams got put on.
Thank you, Nicole. We appreciate you.
Not a problem. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye. All right, bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
National Day of Encouragement. Just got an inbox from Gregory Gutierrez. He is the coach of the Northeast High School cheerleading team. And he wants to encourage the young ladies to hold their heads high and hold their school and name with dignity.
Amen.
And he is super proud.
Go Vikings.
Encouragement is so important, Brian. I mean, when I look back at my childhood, my parents did the best they could, but I really didn't hear a lot of encouraging words. And I learned to encourage myself.
There's a lot of tough love in my house.
You hear a lot of encouragement?
Yeah.
They encourage you to go sat down.
Yeah.
So we would have opened up the phone lines, let folk encourage the people in their lives. Good morning.
My encouragement is for the still suffering addicts out there.
They definitely need encouraging, because sometimes people are holding on just minute by minute.
Yes, ma'am.
They say one day at a time, but sometimes it's 1 minute at a time.
Absolutely. I'm a recovering addict. I have 20 months clean, and there is a way out.
Congratulations, girl.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's definitely a good thing. Something that's well needed this morning. What's your name?
My name is Sarah.
Stay in the fight, Sarah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'm going to be talking to Sarah Schmiedler with the American Indian Cultural Celebration at Nelson Atkins coming up later on in the hour. It's a wonderful event. So excited about folk learning or experiencing the Native American culture here in the town.
Absolutely.
National Day of Encouragement continues on. From our Facebook page, Taryn Griffith wants to encourage you, Brian, to play Ella Mae's Trip every day.
What?
Yeah.
I don't play the music. Music already in.
And she wants you to play it. So just say okay.
Okay, girl.
Okay.
Anybody else you want to encourage?
Yeah, I want to encourage all the young people, all the preteens and teenagers, that you don't think it's any light at the end of the tunnel. And if you're listening right now on your way to school or on your way to college, please just know that you're being tested. And everything that's being thrown at you is to distract you and is to throw you off of your course. So please stay the course, stay with it. If you need help, ask for it. But I pray to encourage you to just keep at it, man.
Yes.
Because there was times I wanted to quit when I was in college and when, you know, somewhat in high school as well, because it was some hard days in there. But I got through it, persevered, and you can do the same thing.
Yes, sir. I think we got somebody holding online too. Yeah. Good morning.
I just want to encourage the single mothers, the single fathers. You got this. You're doing a good job. We're going to do better. Keep on going. Your kid is the first and the last love of your life, and they're watching you every day. So keep up the good work and give them plenty of hugs and love.
Aw. You feel that love, Brian?
Feel it coming through the microphone.
I'm glad.
Hug me. Like, touch your radio and hug me right now. There we go. What's your name?
I'm Tanisha.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning, Tanisha.
Bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the lower 80s today. Plenty of sunshine and beautiful sunny at 68 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Producer Pharrell revealed that his 2003 hit Frontin' was actually written by him for a pop icon. Can you imagine Prince singing frontin'?
No.
That's what he said he wrote it for.
I mean, he's singing it in a high note and I can hear that. I just can't imagine Prince on this.
But you know, I don't think Prince sings other people's words, does he?
Probably not, no. Just like on Purple Rain, you know, he was, he didn't want to play Wendy and whatever that other girl's music.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he probably didn't want to play Pharrell's music. All due respect, but, you know, yeah, I don't know.
So Play from Kid and Play revealed that he's working on a new documentary about hip-hop background dancers.
Mm.
He say that, you know, they really helped hip hop back in the 90s, you know, Scoob and Scrap Lover and all the other
Heavy D and the Boys.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, that was Scoob and Scrap Lover. They were the dancers for Heavy D. And, you know, they really kept the party going and kept the performances hype.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be released soon. And also, we found out that LeBron James Entertainment Company will be remaking the movie made famous by Kid and Play, House Party.
That's up these folks' house. No, it ain't paid for. Y'all in here doing something wrong. Blah, whatever your name is. Sound like something you catch on your feet. You see my boy?
Nah, I haven't seen him, sir.
Why don't you go home and watch The Late Show, Pops?
Why don't you just go home? Little test tube, baby.
They need to just leave that movie alone.
Really? You don't think that there's... You know who I was thinking about? Ray Shrimmert.
Be a mansion party then, huh? yeah, I mean, you know.
No, no Ray
Shrimmert. No. I mean, I think that's a good idea. I don't know, I'm just like, you know, classics, just leave them alone. That's just my first initial thought, but that's not a bad idea, though.
To update it.
Who would be the comedian? Like Lil Rel or somebody?
Probably DC Young Fly. Could be one of the comedians. You know, Jess Hilarious.
Okay.
Who else is young and out here doing it? Yeah, them two.
I can see that. Yeah. Just don't invite Azalea Banks on there.
Oh, that's so mean.
I got all of them.
So Keisha Knight Pulliam's ex wants his child support payments lowered.
Mm.
He's been ordered by a judge to pay $3,000 a month in child support, but he's saying that Keisha does not need a full-time nanny because she ain't gigging like that no more.
Oh!
He says she hasn't had consistent work since her roles on The Cosby Show. That's not true. That was back in the 80s. Now, he know he mean for that.
She was on she was in the Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, and she was on House of Pain of Tyler Perry.
And she was on, you know, the Chingy video.
And she was on Celebrity Apprentice one time.
If you want to come roll with me.
She done been working.
How much did Chingy pay her for that video, though? That's what I want to know. You remember? Yeah, have you remember that video? One Call Away?
Not
with Jason Weaver, Lil Michael Jackson?
Not thoroughly. No, it's not like first top of mind, no.
Okay.
See, you used to watch a lot of videos back then.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I was a video addict. But, like, I mean, Ed has a good point, though. She ain't been working, like, that much, you know. When she like to explore the world of eyes. Look at her. She had the bank and everything, collecting checks.
I'm mad that you looking at the video right now.
When it goes down, KC, we give 3 hot minutes to the community with a Morning Grind and Hot 103 Gems.
Brian, we've got a friend from the Nelson Atkins Museum. She comes up all the time when they've got wonderful family events to tell us about. Once again, welcome Sarah Schmiedler to the show.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Now, the American Indian Cultural Celebration is happening this Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the grounds of the Nelson Atkins Museum. Tell us what families can expect.
Some examples of the fun things that you can do are watch many, many dance performances by Apache Crown dancers, the Prairie Band Potawatomi dancers, and the Haskell Indian Nations University dancers. And there'll be food, music, art activities, and demonstrations, just a lot of great things to do. And everything's free of charge at the Nelson Atkins this Sunday.
There's such a strong and rich Native American history around this area in the Midwest and Kansas and Missouri. Tell us something that we can learn about the Native American culture.
I'd say just the diversity of everything from the dances to the regalia to going to the art galleries and seeing art from different regions, and then also how they're thriving cultures of today. The Apache Crown dancers are coming all the way from Arizona, and that'll be amazing to see their dances, and then the variety of so many different groups from the Haskell Indian Nations University. And we also work with the Kansas City Indian Center, and they help us learn more from their presentations too. So it is great. We live in a great community with so much diversity, and it's awesome to come out and just celebrate that and learn.
Sarah, it's National Day of Encouragement, and I want to encourage everyone to take the time to bring their kids, their loved ones, their friends on Sunday to the Nelson Atkins Museum and experience the diversity, the richness of history, the richness of culture. That's truly what makes America great, and we should all take the time to learn about it. Looks like things kick off at 10 o'clock with live music and dance performances. And people can get more information on the website?
Yes, you can get more information on the Nelson Atkins Museum website. There's also a Facebook page at the Nelson Atkins and about the American Indian Cultural Celebration. Everything's free, drop in, so the doors open at 10 a.m. and the performances and demonstrations start right off then and go all the way till 4 p.m.
This Sunday at the Nelson Atkins Museum. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
Political uncertainty can be challenging, regardless of your beliefs or where you might fall on the political spectrum. APA's 2016 Stress in America survey revealed that 2 in 3 Americans, or 66% of Americans, say the future of our nation is a significant source of stress, and 57% say that they are stressed by the current political climate. Symptoms of stress can vary from person to person, but often include a combination of emotional symptoms such as worry, tension, and irritability, and physical reactions such as headaches, insomnia, and even stomach problems. Low to moderate levels of stress can positively motivate us to complete a project or achieve a goal. A lot of stress, however, can negatively affect our emotional and physical health. So find activities you enjoy to help you recharge and reduce your stress, such as exercising, listening to your favorite radio station like Hot 103 Jams, and spending time with close family and friends. Be well. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.